KYRV Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeart Radio Station broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai Dealership Studio.
It's the Dog and Joe Show.
Dog and Joe on 93.7 The River.
All right, 766-9370. Would you still go to, say, a Vegas hotel or a Tahoe hotel, Reno hotel, if, in fact, you knew your bags were going to be searched? Would you want to stay there? Would you want that done for more security? 766-9370. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Dog and Joe. Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
So I'm kind of with Dana on this one. I do think it's an invasion of privacy, but I will still go because I'm all about making things safer.
Okay.
So you do believe if they did check bags, it could make things safer?
I do. And then I also am like, okay, if we're bringing the, how many, we're already having privacy invaded. How many cameras are there in Vegas at any given time looking at any, you know, all these people?
Yeah,
thousands.
Yeah,
we're already giving something up as soon as you step foot into one of those casinos.
Yeah, that is true. And how many cameras caught the scumbag bringing in, and this is why we're talking about this, in excess of 10 suitcases and bags? That's what he loaded into the Mandalay Bay days before when he checked in and took up both the rooms for the suite on the 32nd floor.
How many cameras caught him, did they say? Was he seen by, I'm sure, multiple?
People did say that they saw that, and according to Sheriff Lombardo, who you've all seen on TV, his quote was, "No one thought the wiser." Hotel workers saw this. It was on camera. Everybody saw him, or not everybody, but a lot of people saw the overabundance of luggage.
Right.
No one thought anything about it. No one was none the wiser.
Would you have?
Why would you have?
I wouldn't have given it a second thought.
I have not heard, and I hate to talk about this guy's personal life, but what they said was is that he was a high roller. He was a big-time gambler, won a bunch of money, played poker all the time. I don't know if he frequented Mandalay Bay. I have not heard exactly where he played. He was an accountant or finance guy, real estate developer, bought and sold houses all over in different states.
Really?
He was wealthy. He had his own money. And I guess a lot of people at the card rooms and the casinos knew of the guy. He had money. So I don't know if he ever played at Mandalay, meaning the guy shows up, you know, he's a local, lives in Mesquite. He shows up with all this luggage. I don't know if that would have been a tip-off or not. So I go back to the luggage. One guy, 10 bags? Most people wouldn't think about it. He's going to stay a few days. I don't know how long he checked in for.
It would seem weird.
Yeah.
That one individual had that much luggage.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't have given it a second thought. You'd just be like, good God, a guy must change his clothes a lot. What's he packing along?
Maybe his family's going to join him.
Right.
Maybe this guy moved from out of state, and he's relocating. His family's going to join, family in tow. You know, no big deal. People do crazy stuff in Vegas.
Well, you just got your own stuff going on.
Yeah.
You're working at the front desk. I mean, you're checking in how many people that day. It's the Mandalay, so how many people are going to come through there?
On a concert weekend, you know,
tons, dude. Yeah. You don't think of it.
766-9370. Rob, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hands free.
Yeah.
Whoa, yes, you are, neighbor.
So, like I was telling Dana, I'm 100% for them doing that, actually. If it ensures my family's safety, you can scan all you want.
So, do you travel by plane quite a bit? Do you go to the airport?
Yes, and car. And we travel all over the place, and we each have one to two luggages. And if they wanted to, you know, if I knew that they were going to scan them, I'd be totally cool with it.
Yeah, and again, I don't know if this would be something like they do at the airport, where you go to a guest check-in, and they make everyone open the cases. And think about this. How freaking long would it take to get a room?
Oh, I mean, it would be you'd have to hire people to go through luggage.
You'd have to have some sort of outer screening process, because as it is right now, it takes all day and night to get into a hotel room.
It does.
So I don't know if it's going to be manually done by people, or if you get into the elevator, or you go into some sort of tube, and it scans everything.
Wouldn't it be just like at the airport? I mean, for the big ones.
The
big places like that. You'd have a little runner, and you'd set it down, and it would go through the screener.
Yeah.
And you could see what was on the screen and what was in the bags, and maybe you get wanted, or you have to walk through the full body scan thing to go through.
And maybe, I'm not proposing this. I'm just asking, would people be against or for luggage screening checking into a hotel? They've gotten used to it at the airports.
You know,
I don't fly a lot, but I went through and I did it when I went to Vegas. No big deal. Like Dana says, this is me. I've always told you, if the FBI or if anybody wants to look at me, not that I want Big Brother in my house, but I could live in a glass house. I'll walk around naked. I'm sorry, I forgot to put the blinds up, people. Oh, well. I don't have anything to hide. If you're so bored, if this country is in such destitute, they want to check on me or watch me having sex with my wife, by God, we've got problems. Because I don't care. And I don't care if I want to load the bag of white stuff up. I want to put a bag of dope in there. I'm going to take Mr. D-Doll. What? I don't care if I got sex toys. It doesn't matter. That's my stuff. I'm going to bring it. I don't care. I got nothing to hide.
Well, you can think of it that way. You can think of it this way. This is the truth, and you know this to be true, dog. Dana knows this to be true. Most people listening know this to be true. You have a smart TV that has a camera in it with a microphone on your remote where you can voice search through YouTube or whatever channel. You have your laptop or your iPad or your MacBook,
phone.
Your phone that you carry in your. If you think for one second of your life that you've never been viewed through your cameras on your devices or listened to through your microphones, you're living in a false reality.
Well,
it happens on a daily basis. I'm not saying to you, but people.
The only reason it hasn't happened to someone is because their lives are too boring.
Right.
And nobody cares about them. What's going on?
God, that's very harsh.
Alan, welcome.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, Alan.
Hey, so I'm an avid hunter, and I'll check into...
Your phone cut out. Go again.
I'm an avid hunter, so I'll check into a hotel room, bring in my guns, put them in my room, stay the night, and then go out and hunt the next morning. So what do you propose to do there? I'm totally against the whole checking of bags before I go in. That's just going to make a heartache for me.
But here's the thing, though. All they would say is, hey, what's your point of business? Why are you here? You'd say, well, I'm going hunting tomorrow. Okay. Now here's the thing.
Tell them that.
Yeah, they're not gonna take your rifles. All they're gonna do is know now that in room such and such, Carl Jenkins has 14 firearms. So if in fact anything were to go down, one, they know what room you're in. Two, you did check in and made it noted that you had firearms.
So what do you propose I do if I have a concealed carry?
Well, you have a permit for that. You have a concealed carry permit.
Yeah, you can take that anywhere you want, except for where they serve alcohol. I mean, that's game on.
Do I have to tell them I have it?
Well, it depends on hotel policy. Again, I'm all for companies having their own policies. You know, again, it's got to be within the limits of the law. But if the hotel doesn't want you to come in with a concealed carry, you better read the small print on the website before you book.
And let's be honest, most folks with a concealed carry aren't doing what that scumbag did.
Well, not always.
Not always, but most.
Not always. You know, you got different cases here and there. And again, I'm just asking. I just want to see what the public perception is. How many people would be for or against having their luggage checked at a hotel? Ben, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing, Dog and Joe Show? First time caller.
Well, all right, look at that.
Hey,
welcome, brother.
Woo woo! All right. Well, I think it's to Dana's point. Just because you don't have anything to hide, it's kind of like saying you don't believe in free speech because you have nothing to say.
Well, I don't think that at all. I mean, that has nothing to do with it. You don't have anything to hide, but you want some privacy. I think it's because of embarrassment. You know, it's because there might be a couple that wants to load up a sex swing and some sex toys, and maybe they want to hide a couple of joints so they can rekindle their youth and have a honeymoon weekend. And they don't want to be put through the embarrassment of, oh, I did bring Mr. Fister or whatever. That's what people are afraid of. It's the people being embarrassed to have their personals exposed.
Right. But Dana's argument was she was up for it because she personally had nothing to hide. So I think that's a lot of people's mentality, is they don't have anything to be embarrassed over.
I'll be honest with you. Someone could look through my baggage. I don't care. You know why I don't want it to happen? It's not an invasion of privacy. It's an invasion of time. I don't want to stand in line and waste more time. I'm selfish. I'm not. It takes all day to check in as it is. I said that earlier. I don't want them going through the stuff because I know it's going to be an hour to 2 hour headache. And the lines are going to be stupid long. That's why I don't want it. But I don't have anything to hide.
And let's not forget, we all have pockets. We all have pockets. We all have shoes. You want to go through my bag? Go through my bag. I'll put my sack of green stuff in my sack of white powder. I'll put it in my pocket, or I'll stash it in my underwear.
You don't even do drugs anymore.
I'm just talking for the common layman.
I see you get excited about it. It's like a thought that could really happen.
So what?
You're really living this out.
Give me what I can have.
Paul, welcome. I'm sorry, Billy.
Which one of us doesn't do drugs anymore? Hi, Billy.
Well, it's first thing is you can't forecast or predict crazy. Okay, it's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
The second thing is you can't start looking for the government or the state or other agencies to start. You want to give up your freedoms to be protected, to feel all nice and safe. That's the premise for the movie V. And if you think that can happen, we're already on that road, man.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree. I'm just trying to find out what people think about it, because it would make sense when you see something like this in hindsight. We're now at 527 injured, 59 dead.
God, that's so many that were injured. That's incredible.
I said this yesterday. It was very, very unfathomable when we saw 9/11 happen. We're like, wow, how could someone mastermind a plan to run planes into tall buildings? After it happens, you're like, wow, makes perfect sense. After you see a guy rent this room at the Mandalay and shoot these people, these fish in a barrel, if you will, it's like, wow, okay, how come this didn't happen 10 years ago? How come this doesn't happen once a year in Vegas when you get some kook that rents a room and just goes crazy? When I look at Vegas and the Strip and all the high rises, man, that scares me. So if they did implement that in Vegas, I think it would be smart, and I think what it would do is cause another mass shooting. Because the next time this happens, it could be worse. Now, here's what else I say. You don't have to stay at that hotel.
Right.
You don't have to travel to Vegas with stuff that you might not need in a suitcase that you're trying to hide.
It won't just be in Vegas, though. It'll be in any city that has these kind of events that are surrounded by tall buildings. It'll be in Chicago and L.A. and New York. Houston. I mean, it'll be anywhere.
Anywhere. Yeah, Hawaii. Right. Anywhere. Any hotel with a high rise. And when you look at it, and sadly, it takes these tragedies to teach us. I don't know why this hasn't happened sooner. It's just crazy. And I hate to say that, but it's true. Paul, welcome.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm completely against having, like, your luggage searched in a hotel room. Number one, obviously, it's an invasion of privacy. Number two, logistically involved, it's going to cost the hotels a lot of money, and that cost is going to be transferred over to the consumer. We start approaching a police state as soon as we start trying to prevent every single tragedy that could possibly come up.
Why are you okay with it, though, at airports?
I'm not okay with it at airports, but I would say that with the airports, you have a lot more of influx of potential, I guess, for people to create a lot more damage. You know, it is an invasion of privacy at the airports. However, I do believe that in a hotel room, I mean, there are, I don't know how many hotels there are across the United States, but I mean, to expect the motels, whatever, to, you know, incur this cost and then transfer it to the consumer, that's just going to be a nightmare for people. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, I mean, where do we stop? I mean, we started at the airports. Now we're going to hotels. What's going to be next? I mean, you know, we got to, you know, just accept the fact that this is a tragedy. It is what it is. And, you know, you can't prevent everything. You know,
I get all this. Again, it's another social survey. I just like to get the pulse of the public out there to see what they think about it. Because when you hear about one guy, two floors on this suite of 32nd floor, he's got over 10 bags, 23 firearms. What'd they find at his house? Bombs.
19 more and bombs and bomb-making material. Just all kinds of crazy stuff.
I get it. The guy's crazy. The guy could have done this anywhere at any time.
Right.
I mean, the fuse just happened to be lit in Vegas on that weekend. So, 766-9370. Coming up, more of you on the phone and Def Leppard now on the river.